Alors, je pense qu'on va commencer. My name is Will Straw. I'm on sabbatical, but I'm otherwise the director of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, and I'd like to welcome you to the 2014 conference of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada on the topic of petrol cultures, oil, energy, and Canada's future. Now, at the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, one of the biggest parts of what we do involves putting together the annual conference. Some of you have been to previous conferences. They've included such themes as crime, food in Canada, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Canada-US relations, the state of the media, and a host of other topics. Next year's conference, I believe, is going to be on the theme of cities, just a sneak preview. This year, of course, we're talking about oil. I want to say that this conference is the result of a very happy partnership between the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, which I will henceforth refer to as MISC to save time, and the Petrocultures Research Group at the University of Alberta. 2 years ago, Sheena Wilson, who is here waving, and Imre Zeman, who is here not waving, organized the very first, very successful Petrocultures Conference in Edmonton, and we're very pleased to collaborate with them on the organization of this one. We are live streaming this conference at the University of Alberta and to viewers across Canada and the United States. You can view the link on the back of your program. We also have people who are tweeting the conference, and we invite you to tweet using the hashtag that you see there. Vous pouvez tweeter en anglais, en français, and we encourage you to use both languages. I would also ask you, nevertheless, while you're tweeting, to make sure that your phone is on vibration, so you're not taking calls at the same time. Now, one thing that I ask you to bear in mind over the next day and a half is that this is obviously a polarizing and politicized topic with many people on various sides of the debate with strong feelings about the issue. I can say that as we've been organizing it, we've been criticized for giving a showcase to radical environmentalists and to the oil companies, and that either means we're doing something right. Well, it means we're doing something right. We here at the MISC are proud of our long history of bringing together diverse groups of people with opposing viewpoints to engage in respectful and civil debate. Et nous vous demandons de faire preuve de courtoisie et de respect dans vos interventions. Aujourd'hui, nous aurons la chance d'écouter de remarquables conférenciers qui nous exposeront leur point de vue. Je leur remercie chaleureusement d'avoir accepté notre invitation. A few words of thanks before we get going. First of all, the MISC Board of Trustees, especially our board co-chairs, Denise Chong and Lily de Grandpré. Hello. Both of whom are here today, obviously. I want to thank Charles Bronfman and the Andrea and Charles Bronfman Philanthropies, as well as the Dean of Arts Development Fund, Cenovus Energy, Professor Darren Barney, and the Canadian Research Chair in Technology and Citizenship, Suncor Energy, Professor Robert Leckie, and the William Dawson Fund at McGill, the Jean Sauvé Foundation, whose president, Désiré Maigrat, is one of our honorary conference co-chairs, along with Ms. Annette Hester, whom I'll be introducing in just a moment, and the Loyola College for Diversity and Sustainability and the Loyola Sustainability Research Center. I also want to thank the members of our conference advisory committee, including Suzanne Morton, who is the acting director of MISC, Ingrid Bagerman and Ernest Hoffman, Janelle Baker, who is also a speaker at the conference, Denise Chong and Lily de Grandpré, David Secco, who will be moderating a panel, and Imre Zeman and Sheena Wilson from the University of Alberta, both of whom will be speaking at the conference as well. We'll be thanking them later in the conference as well, but obviously the great team that we work with here at MISC, just an incredible team who've made this conference not only possible, but I think it's going to be an extraordinary event, and it's due to their work. I just want to remind you here about some major upcoming events at MISC. On March 24th, we welcome Federal Green Party leader Elizabeth May to deliver the annual Mallory Lecture entitled The Crisis in Democracy. And as well, Le 23 septembre, nous allons célébrer un grand, très grand jalon dans l'histoire de l'Institut avec un événement spécial pour marquer notre 20e anniversaire. Les détails sont confidentiels pour le moment, mais je vous encourage à garder cette date libre. Il y aurait des invités véritablement exceptionnels. Without further ado, let me present to you Ms. Annette Hester, Honorary Conference Co-Chair, a Senior Associate, and William E. Simon Chair of Political Economy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, as well as an economist and writer. Annette, the stage is yours.
Well, welcome and bienvenue. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much for the introduction, the kind words. I'm really honored to serve as co-chair of this conference. It's really a thrill to be talking in Quebec and meeting with you, discussing with you in a subject that is so dear to my heart. Being energy has been something that from Alberta, spending 35 years in Alberta. It's part of my blood. The topic is a really interesting topic, and I think there is lots, and you will see we're going to be talking about safety and culture and economics and many different aspects of the oil industry, which is really, really a poignant moment for Canada in how our economy evolves and how our lives change. We're also going to have a musical performance by a Canadiana country cowboy, Tim Hutz, who, like me, hails from Alberta. So that should be super fun. And I'm going to participate in the opening panel, but before I do so, I would like to present the Dean of Arts, many of you know, Mr. Christopher Manfrey, for some opening remarks. Thank you.